This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio and also on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, the absolute talk monster of digital talk radio. And soon, yes, real talk radio. Ha! Real! We are Real Talk Radio, let me tell you. We are the Real Talk Radio that they're actually really listening to. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Well, I mean, those of you that put things in pipes and smoke it, right? Anyway, so thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and certainly thank you very much for listening to all of the talent that we have here on Red State Talk Radio. We do appreciate that. Okay, so a lot of things going on. As usual, the world has turned another turret around the axis. And here we are on the next day. And it's Juneteenth. It's Juneteenth, right? So what do we have going on? Some spectacular things going on. Tulsa mayor moves MAGA ralliers out. Unhappy campers. Hey, well, you know, there's no chops for you. No chaz for you. Says Tulsa mayor moves them out, imposes curfew after police learn violent groups are coming. Shocking. Absolutely. Aren't you shocked about that? So now we got to live by all the threats and all that stuff, right? Antifa, Black Lives. Oh, did I say Black Lives Matter? They're a violent group? Oh, no. No. Well, maybe I'm digging a little bit too far into the story. But as these things turn out, for all of you MAGA ralliers out there, it says here, Tulsa area asked Trump campaign for written COVID-19 mitigation plan ahead of rally. And Pelosi knocks Trump over ego trip to Tulsa. for campaign rally is, now listen, her ego trip was watching everybody burn down cities, right? Especially Washington, D.C. So, hey, you know, she had hers, he can have his, right? Pelosi knocks Trump over ego trip to Tulsa for campaign as rally as local coronavirus cases increases. Sure. Oklahoma judge refuses to require social distancing at Trump's Tulsa rally amid coronavirus concerns. And McEnany hits media for health concerns over rally. You should exhibit the same concern for protesters. Well, I would say so. But I'm gonna. What violent group is on the way? That's where I want to look at it. And we got masking in California. We're going to talk about that. Tulsa mayor declares civil emergency ahead of Trump rally. Oh, there you go. The Tulsa civil emergency. There you go. Civil emergency. This is how they're going to try and stop them. Tulsa lawyers sue for social distancing at President Trump rally. It says the Trump campaign faces criticism for planned indoor rally amid coronavirus pandemic. Reaction from Jenna Ellis, Senior Ellis. Okay, we're going to talk to her, I guess. But they're not showing it. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum, a Republican, declared a civil emergency Thursday and announced a curfew near the area where Trump plans to hold a campaign rally on Saturday. Bynum cited recent civil unrest, expected crowds in excess of 100,000 in the vicinity of the rally, and opposition protest in his decision to place a federal exclusion zone for a 6-block radius near the area. Placed a federal exclusion zone. Tulsa police. Curfew in effect. This is from their Twitter, of course. As part of the preparations for President Trump's rally this Saturday, we are working on making the area secure for everyone's safety. Right. So but I have received information from the Tulsa Police Department and other law enforcement agencies that shows that the individuals from organized groups who have been involved in destructive and violent behavior in other states are planning to travel to Tulsa for purposes of causing unrest in an area around the rally, Bynum wrote in the executive order. The area is also asking the campaign for a written plan outlining how it will incorporate social distancing and other health and safety concerns. The BOK, the Box Center, which can hold up to 20,000, and had people lining up outside for more than 2 days ahead of the rally, cited an uptick in coronavirus cases in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as the reason why it requested the plan. The campaign was already going to provide masks and hand sanitizers to each attendee, and there would be temperature checks at the door. More than 2 days after the rally, Fox News spotted Trump supporters already lining up. Shocking. Supporters said they had been lining up the streets, lining in the streets since Monday. So, you are prepared to sit here for 5 to 6 days? A local reporter with K4 asked a group. Says, yeah, we're still here after, we're here still after the rally, one woman told the reporter. Wow. We're going to be there after the rally. You know, these Trumpers, these always Trumpers, they're always a wonderful group of people to be with. According to the Trump campaign, more than 1 million people have registered online for the first come, first serve rally. Those supporters were required. By the way, the masking thing, this don't even require, the masks don't work. I mean, they really don't. They really don't work. So anyway, this is jibber-jabbish. I'm going to say jibber-jabbish. That sounds like an Oklahoma term, doesn't it? Man, those Oklahomans, they know how to get down to it, right? And they don't want no Antifa on their property or Black Lives Matters, it sounds like. I mean, but they're a peaceful group, aren't they? The Black Lives Matter. Sure. They burn, they're, listen, when they burn things down, it's peaceful. As opposed to Antifa. Antifa, they use violent fire, I guess, when they burn out buildings. But, you know, they both get the job done. One's peaceful, one's not so peaceful. I mean, doesn't that logic work for you? Sure, come on, let me brainwash you right here on the radio. Oh, you want another brainwashing going on? We're going to come back with this. The governor yesterday mandated everybody, no matter where you go, inside, outside, all over the place, you're going to have to wear a mask. A mask to your detriment, obviously. But that's okay. He doesn't mind. You see, it's all a big mind control to him. Who's going to comply with my order? You will do it now, because I am the big Nazi, and you will do it now. Sieg Heil. That's the state that we live in. Now, everybody, if you go outside for just 2 seconds, put your mask on. Put your mask on. What's wrong with you? Now, you know there's going to just be massive mask shaming. And, of course, yes, there is, for those of you that are wearing the mask. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be. One, following orders from a dictator. And two, it's bad for your health. U.S. OSHA, Cal OSHA, all the OSHAs say don't wear masks. And by the way, the masks, as we know it, are absolutely, absolutely worthless to try and stop the COVID virus. They don't make the if you want a full-on mask respirator setup, then that's what you have to wear. When you're around the COVID virus, to prevent the COVID virus. You know, respirator, mask, shield, airtight, sealed up, so you can't get any kind of millimicrons in there. Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Does your mask do that? No. No, it doesn't. The N19, whatever mask it is, it doesn't work. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. The N95 mask, I misspoke. I said the N19 mask. What was I thinking? 19. COVID-19. Everything's 19. Why is everything 19? Have you ever wondered about that? And then there's Juneteenth. June 19th. Why is that number 19 always cropping up? We've answered that numerous, hundreds of times probably on this radio show. We'll let you find the answer. California woman hits bear with laptop after being knocked or attacked in her sleep. I guess the question is, where are you sleeping? But don't worry, we're going to get to the can you breathe or not routine. I got to do this. I just have to. I live in rural California where there's bears. Oh, my God, a black bear local to the San Gabriel Mountains in Southern California scratched the woman's legs and arms before biting her, multiple reports said. Once the attack began, the only thing she could do was grab her laptop and start hitting the bear with it. Captain Patrick Foy of the California Fish and Game told ABC7. That managed to break the bear loose, and she ran inside. Looks like the picture shows. Let's see if I've got anything on this. But the picture shows that the bear's inside. What's up with that? Managed to break. So she's outside, I guess? I don't know. It says investigators collected DNA swabs from the woman's legs. Oh, the bear's inside the house.
Saw me, Michelle. He just saw me. He looked right at me.
Wait a minute. This is a different story. What? Why do they do this? This is a story about in Tennessee versus the one in California. Okay, so don't do that. That's misleading. It says investigators collecting DNA swabs from the woman's legs to be analyzed by a forensics lab. Officials the next day caught two bears in the immediate area, but neither one was a match. Shocking. It says the offending bear has not been found, but will be euthanized if it is. That's too bad. The bears in that area, of course, a heavily populated area there. It's rural up in the mountains, but it's very limited in space and population. So that's just the way they're going to do it. Touch a person, you go good night, basically. Okay, so you really want to know about these N95 mask and all that other good stuff. And I'm going to play a little thing here for you in a second. But it's really, we had this discussion last night on our chairs meeting in New California State because the governor is really over the top. He's misleading and he's lying to the people. Of course, shocking. He's a politician lying to the people. But everybody who, there's an industry out there. And the governor, this is the disconnect from something like a Newsom, who's really, he's really grown up in elitist environments. He's known nothing but the best, nothing but the extreme best from billionaire living. Okay, so when you talk about, why would you use, a mask? What is the function of these masks? And even the Saucis of the world, but the big gig is, this is a system of identification because they're spreading this whole thing about wearing masks all over the world. It's a worldwide phenomenon. And it's a mind control thing, guys. That's all it is. Is who will listen to us? That's number one. They're trying to control everybody in the masses by the fear of the virus. So what are you going to do? They're going to say, make sure you wear your mask. And it's an order now. It's an order. It's an order he can't sustain, by the way. It's not a legal order. You don't have to do this. And nor should you do this, because as we get into this, you're going to find out it's dangerous for you to wear a mask. It's unhealthy. It's extremely unhealthy to wear a mask. If you want to protect yourself from the COVID virus, you need a whole respirator suit. That's the only thing that will do it. And that's not going to happen. You know that. The herd mentality thing works, right? It works just fine. But, you know, you can't tell that to those kind of people, can you? You just can't do that. A lot of comments were going on yesterday about the whole thing with the 51st state stuff. You know, we had a lot of things going on with that, and people saying, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe this." And I said, "Well, it's not a big deal." Anyway, we're going to talk about that, but I want to get into this thing about masks and why they do not work. And Peggy Kelly is going to tell us this right now, I think.
Hey, friends, it's Peggy Hall here from thehealthyamerican.org, and I want to share with you a very important video that somebody sent me from his workplace. Before I do that, I want to explain about safety and regulations in the workplace. That is overseen by an organization. It's actually an agency of the federal government, and it is called OSHA. I'm going to share my screen here. And as I do so, if you would let me know if you work in a place where you are required to abide by OSHA regulations, and I imagine you are, because every workplace has to abide by the United States Department of Labor, OSHA regulations. That is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. I want to show you, first of all, what they have to say about this C-19 virus. And I want to specifically share with you the information about cloth.
Okay, do you see why I was saying about Newsom being totally unrelated? He cannot relate to somebody who has to wear a mask for a job. You know, a painter. You know, somebody works in a spray booth. That's a full-on, you know that, the respirator and everything. You have to do that. But, you know, if you're a surgeon, even a surgeon, or if you're any kind of an EMT or something like that, you're working on a patient and, you know, you put a mask on, it's appropriate to do that. Why would you do such a thing? Why would you protect yourself from maybe if you're outside working as a landscaper, why would you put a mask on? See, it's appropriate to do that sort of thing because, you know, look at all the dust, debris, and spores and other things that your body would take in by breathing directly without a mask. You'd think about that. You got the blowers, you got the weed whackers, you got the mowers, you got the, you know, you got everything going on. You know, why wouldn't you wear a mask? That to me is a reasonable request of your employer, you know, and that's why you have OSHA, who protects against, you know, things like that, and says this is an appropriate place in the workplace to put on a mask. And by the way, there's different types of masks for different things. That's what we're saying here. And this is my point about Gavin Newsom. He's never had a job. He doesn't know what a job is. He's going to tell you, oh yeah, you know, we had a wine company. you know, we put that together with Gordon Getty. Yeah. You know, that whole thing. And, you know, yuck. Well, he never had to wear a mask for that. Hell, he doesn't know what these masks are for hardworking people. And so he's out there saying everybody's got to wear a mask. And yesterday when he's giving the orders, he's got a mask that's just kind of dangling down off of his nose. It was stupid. Doing all the wrong things, as he's telling us, it's mandating us, giving us the orders that we have to wear a mask out in public. And, of course, we're here to tell you, you do not listen to him. He's telling you to get sick. We come back from the break, we're going to talk about that. The governor is deliberately trying to injure you. And so is everybody else who's telling you anywhere in the world to wear these masks. They don't help in this case of the COVID virus anyway. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And we're taking on the governor about his mask order. And mask order, I think he's a little bit intimidated by the fact that we've got the president going to make a, well, I guess you would say on the 20th, tomorrow, June 20th. He's going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So the COVID virus mask business in California. Yeah, here we go. We're going to get back to Peggy Hall here. She's giving us the inside scoop on these masks.
On the OSHA website, which is part of the United States Department of Labor. I'm on the safety and health topics, and we are going to look at cloth face coverings. You can look at this. I will have the link for you. I want to show you this paragraph here where it says, cloth face coverings, which are masks, will not protect the wearer against airborne transmissible infectious agents, which are infectious diseases, due to the loose fit and lack of seal or inadequate filtration. What that means is that cloth face masks do not prevent any transmission of, and it does not protect you against getting this infectious disease. Now, surgical masks, they also speak about surgical masks. Those are typically cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as medical devices. Not all of them are, but they also say that about these surgical masks, they will not protect the wearer against airborne transmissible infectious agents due to loose fit and lack of seal or inadequate filtration. Now, I'm only going to speak about the surgical masks and the cloth masks because those are the items that most people are being asked to wear or that most people wear in a supermarket, at a place of business. And here in California, they want to send the kids back to school wearing these cloth face masks. Now, this agency, which is part of the Department of Labor, which is a federal department and a federal agency, just clearly stated in black and white that the cloth face coverings do not protect against this transmissible disease, and in particular, this C virus. Now, I want to share with you something else that's very important. Let's look at what California says. So every state has its own OSHA regulations. This is from the California Department of Industrial Relations and the Division of Occupational Safety and Health. That's OSHA. And every state must follow the federal guidelines, and then they can have their own guidelines, which are more stringent. Let's look at this handout about employee training for this virus. And it very clearly states on the second page in this paragraph that the use of cloth face covers are not protective equipment and they do not protect a person wearing a cloth face cover from this virus. Okay, so we've seen it in three paragraphs already, in the federal guidelines and in the California state guidelines, and I would encourage you to look at your own state guidelines, but we know that the federal guidelines clearly state that a cloth face cover does not protect against infectious diseases and specifically against this disease. Now, why is that important? I'm going to show you next. This is something that I explained earlier, and I want to let you know that you can find this is, again, OSHA, Department of Labor of the United States, and this is all about respiratory protection at work. I want to share with you what the federal government establishes as a safe level of oxygen in the atmosphere. This is not about oxygen in your blood or in your body, because it's, although you can measure oxygen in your body, you don't know why your oxygen levels might be low. It could be that you are anemic, you could be asthmatic, you could be taking some kind of medication. There could be other things other than the atmosphere that will cause you or any individual to have lower levels of oxygen than are optimal. So that's not what I'm talking about. Please don't leave in a comment about oxygen levels in the body. That's a whole different topic, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about oxygen levels in the atmosphere. Oxygen levels in the atmosphere must be maintained in a confined space at a certain level, or you will be at risk for IDLH, immediate danger to life and health. What is that level? Well, let's see what the government says. We are going to scroll down. I will have a link for you so you can do your own research. I hope that you will dig deeper. Let's look at the definition, right? Here are some definitions. Let's look, because these are important terms, and let's look at the definition of an oxygen deficient atmosphere. Here we go. An oxygen deficient atmosphere means an atmosphere with an oxygen content below 19.5. And I realize I probably have not been sharing my screen, so I'm going to do that again. Let's do that. So now you can see what I was talking about. Here we are at the United States Department of Labor, OSHA, and we are going to look at the definition of an oxygen deficient atmosphere. An oxygen deficient atmosphere means an atmosphere with an oxygen content below 19.5% by volume. Keep that number in your mind. And let's also look at the California guidelines say that cloth face covers are not protective equipment and they do not protect the person wearing a cloth face cover from this disease. So we have it in writing in three places, at least. It's in more places, but this is what I'm showing you. And further, I want to share with you what that means by a confined place. So here's an example of a confined or enclosed space, and this happens to be in the shipyard. Now, I realize probably most of you watching this video don't work in a shipyard. I understand, and I'm not saying that you do. But what I'm saying is that this is an example of how an oxygen deficient atmosphere, at least in this case, an oxygen deficient atmosphere, oxygen deficient atmospheres are the leading cause of confined space fatalities in the shipyard. Now, confined space means you don't have enough oxygen. Why would that be? Here they tell us, oxygen deficient atmospheres may be created when oxygen is displaced by inerting gases such as carbon dioxide. Now, let's look and put all of the pieces together. So we know that an oxygen deficient atmosphere can be created by displacing the oxygen with carbon dioxide. That's one way that it can happen. We already know that we have a definition by the federal government that an oxygen deficient atmosphere is an atmosphere with an oxygen content below 19.5% by volume. We're clear on that. We're also clear that in California, it states that a cloth face cover is not protective equipment and it does not protect the person wearing this cloth face cover or mask from getting this virus. Further, it states that in cloth face coverings will not protect the wearer against airborne transmissible infectious agents due to the loose fit and lack of seal or inadequate infiltration. Further, it says that these may be used by almost any worker, although those who have trouble breathing or are otherwise unable to put on or remove a mask without assistance should not wear one. So all of you people that are working in a workplace that is governed by OSHA regulations, you do not have to wear a cloth face mask if you have trouble breathing. And let me show you, I know you have trouble breathing. I have the evidence, and I'm going to share this video with you right now so you can see what happens when you wear a cloth face mask. Even the surgical masks will not protect you against any infectious agent. And let's see how I know that you are having trouble breathing. Here we go.
So this is the gas monitors we use at work. 21.5, I believe it says. 21.4, that's the oxygen level in the cab of this vehicle. So I'm going to zero this out. So when it gets to 19.5, according to the state and safety guidelines, you get out of the hole that's not a safe oxygen level to operate at. So cause safety issues or whatever. So I'm going to put this in my cloth mask right by my mouth where my mask would be breathing, right? So I'm going to put it right here. Right here. That's as close as I can get it. I'm going to breathe normal and talk. Less than 19.5. Huh. Right there. Put it down.
So he sets it. He sets his the device at that number, and the device goes off this within about what? Not even 30 seconds. Not even 15 seconds. His device goes off to tell him that with the mask on, he's now breathing at 19.5, which could be fatal.
It's back to zero. This is just a thin fishing mask. Right here.
Not even 10 seconds. Wow.
This is the gas monitors we use at work.
Oops. So you can see that the thin fishing mask, within a few seconds, dropped the oxygen level in the atmosphere, which was right here. This is that oxygen deficient atmosphere right here below the OSHA guidelines, the federally...
What she's doing is she's making a motion around her mouth there. In other words, the oxygen deficient area in the atmosphere, and the atmosphere she's talking about is what is contained in the mask as it presses up against your face. That's what she's talking about.
Recognized guidelines of 19.5% of oxygen in the atmosphere. That means that you are displacing the oxygen with carbon dioxide. You're depleting the amount of oxygen that's getting into your body, and you are increasing the amount of carbon dioxide. According to OSHA, you are putting yourself at immediate danger to life and health with irreversible adverse effects.
Okay, and this is really, when we talk about displacement, what we mean is that, you're displacing one thing with another. And in gases, you don't see this, but you can measure it with these devices, thank goodness. So if you displace oxygen with carbon dioxide up to an amount of 19.5%, you're endangering yourself. In other words, if you fill up, let's say you're going to fill up a bowl, and you look at it and say, yeah, I've got all this oxygen in there, and all of a sudden you're going to take and fill up a whole amount, about another 20% of some other solution. Let's say you want to fill it up with vinegar. Well, that becomes lethal. That displaces one substance over another, and that's what's happening. Is you're displacing oxygen with carbon dioxide that you're generating out of your own lungs. See, when we inhale oxygen. When we exhale, we give off CO2, carbon dioxide. Remember I said Barack Obama should take the lead, and so should, I'm absolutely sure that Gavin Newsom doesn't understand what I'm talking about here. Carbon, again, here, carbon's important, right? Carbon footprint. This is the essence of the carbon footprint that these people talk about. When you exhale, see, it's all about carbon, isn't it? But these people don't understand what the value or what carbon is really all about. But when you metabolize in your own body, you use oxygen basically to metabolize. It's a fire in your body. And it gives off carbon dioxide. Carbon and two oxygen molecules. Or atoms. That makes that's the point. You're displacing oxygen, which is one molecule, one atom with three atoms. That's the displacement. And it becomes a poisonous gas to you because you lack oxygen. That's the whole point.
If you are an employee and your boss is requiring you to wear a mask, you need to show your boss this video. In part two, I will show you how you can file a complaint against your workplace for requiring you to wear a mask, because that is creating an unsafe environment in which you are working. So stay tuned, everybody. I will have the links for you below. As always, I appreciate.
We'll probably play some portion of that a little bit later, but this is the essence of their discussion. They don't have any discussion. It's not safe. And it doesn't protect you from anything. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people walking around sick. You know, I tell the story about, I told this last night in the chairs meeting, that went into a restaurant, and the server, lovely individual. And anyway, she was telling us that, you know, gosh, she washes her mask once a week. Now, what could possibly go wrong with that? Once a week. But, you know, besides being unsafe, and unsafe for her from an oxygen standpoint, unsafe from the standpoint of other biologicals that could be a problem for her. That's the bigger point. You know, when she breathes out, when she exhales, she's also bringing out contents from her lungs. You know, various bacteria, things like that. Sputum is called. And, of course, with that can come other viruses. So you're building, over a week's time, I guess you would say, quite a soup inside your mask. That's why people shouldn't be wearing those types of masks. They don't really do anything. That's the problem. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I upsetting the governor here by doing that? Well, I think so. And we should be upsetting everybody. We should be, because we're telling the truth. Don't you hate it when the truth gets in the way of all your problems, Governor? But, you know, we all have to follow, right? We all do. But speaking of being sick, as another aside here, wanted to get this one in there. Speaking of being sick, we're now experiencing the blue flu. Now, we've seen the blue flu before, years ago. Yeah, it is something that's only come up recently because basically the police are fed up with what's going on around them. They don't get any support. Atlanta cops continue sick outs, claim no direction from new leadership. Fed up police rally behind their own in face of post-George Floyd scrutiny. Atlanta police see higher than usual number of call-outs after charges announced against officers. Yep, so what's happening is that these people are not showing up to work. And why should they, the police? If you don't support your police, you don't support civilization. That's the fact. That's an absolute fact. This is something that has been long known, ladies and gentlemen. You want to break down your society, you eliminate the police. And that's exactly what these people have been trying to do. They want to break down civil society, break down the rule of law, which is what they're doing in California. Break down the rule of law so that they can replace it with some other form of government. This is the classic example of a takeover when they're trying it here with us, the United States. Never in the history of America or the world have we seen a worldwide, quote, worldwide pandemic. Like this. And orchestrated like this. People wearing masks and all this other good stuff. And by the way, the data doesn't support any of it. That's another problem. Here's another problem. Ohio anti-police protesters burn U.S. flag after city council limits public input at meeting. There you go. That's what we want to hear about. Burning another American flag. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins
with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Yes, we have arrived. Curtis has chimed in here. The mask does do something. Continued long-term use causes brain cells to die. This death of brain cells is caused by hypoxia. Yeah, we didn't mention that. Hypoxia. Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact. Dame Bramage, as we call it. I know that's kind of a weird term, huh? Dame Bramage. Wearing masks causes Dame Bramage. Dame Bramage. Get that right. Dame Bramage. The stoners understand Dame Bramage. Yeah, talk about hypoxia. I mean, in the literal sense, right? But it does. It causes Dame Bramage. Let me get that out to you. So there you go. There's your word for the day. Dame Bramage. Your two words. Dame and Bramage. I mean, stoners understand that terminology, right? So when you're looking at a stoner, he says, do you have Dame Bramage? Huh? Huh? Do you know what leads to Dame Bramage? I shouldn't be critical of our stoners now, should we? Only the fact that the THC content is just super high these days, which leads to Dame Bramage, especially in young kids. That is a fact. Now, I don't know how it got from here to there, but, you know, it's all about oxygenation, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.